Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
March Madness is upon us, and mad in different ways for some people, depending on how you look at it. In this hour of America tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Stephen Kelly, our free money guy. Always fun to start the week off with Stephen because, you know, this is tax season. People get nervous. People freak out. People see all the commercials about, what's your number? And everything you read says, well, you know, if you're going to retire, I think you need something like $3 million at least by the time you hit 65 or 70, depending on how old you are. So maybe you played a whole bunch of March Madness bracket nonsense in these pools in the hopes that you could make up some of that retirement money. I think a lot of people are shocked at some of the things that happened in this tournament. Not shocked because it's you can't believe that that could happen, because that's the whole idea of having the 64 teams, the fact that there could be a Cinderella or there could be huge upsets, and there have been some very big upsets. One of them was Villanova getting knocked out by North Carolina State. And that game was expected to perhaps be close, but Nova was a one seed coming out of the East. Anyway, we'll save that for a little bit later in this entire show. We'll go through it because I know some of you were hitting me up for what was my opinion and who did I think was going to go where. And we'll go through that whole thing and have a little fun with it because I can't believe how much email I actually received over brackets being busted or what I thought was going to happen. Et cetera, et cetera. In the world of politics, you know, so much of it's centered around Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and now what does that ultimately mean? But 2016, we cannot get enough of who's going to run, who's in already, who isn't going to run, who's on the fence. And really, it's all about the Republicans because it's only Hillary Clinton. You know, you'll hear, oh, perhaps, you know, Joe Biden. But if you're Joe Biden, do you want to be the sacrificial lamb if the Democrats are pretty much saying, Hill, it's yours? I mean, we don't care. Sure, the email nonsense, Benghazi, other obstacles, but this is yours because every poll that comes up, you're in the lead. Somebody who wants to stop Hillary Clinton is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is going to announce his presidential run on Monday. So he's absolutely going to do it. How about that? And it's not a shocker because we've been hearing about Ted Cruz running from the second he stepped foot really into the Senate. A lot of people thought that he is a Tea Party darling and he can rally the troops and maybe he can get enough people fired up that he ends up winning the nomination. How about it? If it came down to Jeb Bush, think about this for a second. We're going to dive deep right here at the top. I'm going to make you think. So Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush, who wins that dogfight? Man on man, on the mat, who wins this fight? Bush because he has more political capital, or Ted Cruz because he's not the standard candidate, even if people hate him, love him, are kind of iffy on him, he definitely elicits opinions. He's not the stick in the mud. Ugh, I don't really have an opinion about this guy. No, everybody has an opinion about Ted Cruz. If you want to flip in your two, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There are people, once this started to get out that, yeah, Ted Cruz was officially going to do this on Monday. There were already people reacting to Cruz deciding that he for sure was going to tell the world that he wanted the Oval Office. And, you know, it's interesting because Ted Cruz has said for a long time that this is a possibility. So he hasn't shied away from it. But California Governor Jerry Brown says Ted Cruz has rendered himself absolutely unfit to be running for office, let alone president, because he insists that humans aren't to blame for global warming. Governor Brown really took shots at Cruz during a Sunday appearance on NBC's Meet the Press the day before he was expected to announce his bid for the 2016 presidential nomination. So how about this? And this is breaking just now, I think. I just was handed this, that Ted Cruz is using Twitter to announce as the first 2016 presidential candidate. So how about that? The 140-character world, as I say, that's how we turn now. Everything bounces off that 140, meaning that's how quickly you say it, you spray it out there, and that's what Cruz is doing. So how about this? So Brown slammed Cruz on late-night TV. He was on late-night with Seth Meyers, and he said that climate change alarmists have a huge problem. And he says Cruz is an ignoramus, that he has such a level of ignorance and direct falsification of scientific evidence in deeming him unfit. He says he was discussing a drought that has left some of the regions of California so short, they're saying they're going to be out of water in a year. And Brown says that what he says is absolutely false. He says of the 90% of the scientists who deal with climate are absolutely convinced that the human's activity and industrial activity are building up the atmosphere. They're heat trapping and they're causing not just one drought in California, but several storms and cold on the East Coast. So Brown takes a shot at Cruz. I don't think it's going to be the last one. And then he's going to absolutely have the people that back him up. Would you vote for today, of the three, would you vote for Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, or Ted Cruz? Now, of course, one of the two would cancel each other out because with the Republicans, it would either be Bush or Cruz or somebody else. So, and there are others, Rand Paul, Scott Walker. This may now tip the mason jar over because Cruz spilling this out and going first means you're going to see that the gates have flung open and anybody who is holding back, I think, is going to step up to the plate and probably get out there because now it's a feeding frenzy for getting the funds. And the faster you're out there, the quicker you can lay your hands on the dough that you need to become president, which is $1 billion at least. It could actually even be more than that, but let's say $1 billion. And you just can't blink a couple of eyes, shake a couple of hands, and have that cash fall from the sky. And especially the way things are tied up now, you need the PACs, you need so many people behind you in that fundraising effort to make that become a reality, which is why the Hillary Clinton push has been on for a long time, because of the money that's being raised in other areas that will ultimately funnel into the Clinton campaign. You can also shoot me an email, by the way, americatonight.net. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
As we kick off a new week, as I said, we'll dive deeper into the NCAA tournament for at least a segment because I got an avalanche of mail about it. Some of you were saying, why didn't you have a contest this time around? And I said, you know what, people were telling me they didn't want to have a contest for the Final Four or for the tournament. So we decided we would take a break after the football season. Because, you know, along the highway here, as we're venting about what's happening politically and the lack of cooperation and everything else in between that just absolutely annoys us to no end, the whole idea of liberty is to celebrate like an American, right? And how do you celebrate like an American? You enjoy your sports now and then. You go and partake in greasy hamburgers and a brew or a glass of wine or, you know, whatever. You can't be hunkered down in the bunker forever because then you're not enjoying anything on the planet Earth or here in these United States, which is the reason why I tip my cap so much to is we have holidays coming up in the summer when it's 4th of July, and when we look back at Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and we look at the lives that were lost fighting for our freedoms to do exactly that, to live life like an American, but we cannot bury our heads in the sand at the same time. We have to pay attention to what's happening. Like ISIS, you know, we could say, well, you know, who cares? That's a problem someplace else. And yes, we're invested. And yes, we're bombing. We're doing the airstriking thing. But here's the thing. The fight against ISIS, what's happening is, of course, we're training Iraqi forces because you have Tikrit that's on the line. And it couldn't be bigger. Just pull out your old Middle East map. I'm sure you have one handy. And look at the territory that the ISIS thugs are starting to rip out of the shifty sands of the Middle East. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, who just becomes unglued at this topic, had an interesting thing to say about ISIS and, you know, President Obama. And McCain, what McCain is saying is, you know, we got to cut the nonsense and stop the temper tantrums, because it's not working. McCain was part of the Sunday Swirl, which I call the talking heads that you see on Sunday morning when you get up with your cup of Joe and you flip around, and you should flip around, because it's interesting to, one, see the same guest on a couple of different shows and hear how the take is, depending on what the show is. But McCain said that Obama is letting his personal issues with the newly reelected for the fourth time Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affect his decision-making and shared policy goals. I mean, here's one of the quotes that I pulled out of this. It says, it's time that we work together with our Israeli friends and try to stem the tide of ISIS and the Iranian movement throughout the region, which is threatening the very fabric of the region. Get over your temper tantrum, Mr. President, meaning that relationship with Netanyahu. And McCain said, look, the Middle East policies are so, this is what he said, so screwed up that it's unbelievable. And he said he was convinced Obama was letting those personal feelings get in the way. That was it. That's what the deal is. That, hey, there was a fair and free democratic election. And, I do agree with this. A lot of times I don't agree with McCain anymore, as I used to when I would hear him speak, you know, probably a decade ago. But he said the least of the problems is what Bibi Netanyahu said during the election campaign. And I agree. I mean, look at politics. Politics are doggy dog no matter where we're talking about. And to get elected, there was some rhetoric that was thrown around, just like there was for Obama when he was running, just like there's been with Hillary Clinton, just like there's been with every politician who tries to win an elected office, almost of any sort. I mean, I don't know about you. When we have local elections in my little hamlet, I mean, I learn things about people. I have no idea what they're talking about. There's so much mud being thrown around. We have to get fire hoses to squirt down the opponents who are going after each other, just completely unleashed. And this is a local level for, like, city council offices. So you go higher up that chain, it's brutal. It's a different kind of political war out there. So I do agree with McCain. You got to get over yourself, move on. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's this drama needs to be in the rearview mirror. I mean, what counts is, what are we doing for Israel? What's happening with the security equipment? What's happening with whatever else it is that they need? What is it that they need that we need to be a part of? Because we're already, first of all, footing some of the bill for Israel. As you know, we give money to Israel. So we have to pay attention. It's critical that we pay attention to what's happening here. All right, I mentioned that, and I mean this sincerely, it's not just a glib line. I've said this before, I never served in the military. I have plenty of family. My grandfather, who I couldn't have loved more in my life, who served during World War II, and I had uncles also who served, and I have family members who've served in different capacities, but I never served. And I really, though, was always instilled in me that sense of, okay, this is why this is happening. This is why, when somebody's making this kind of sacrifice, all the criticism that's sometimes leveled at the military, the individuals is unwarranted so often. And so that's not even in, you know, my vocabulary. And now we see this, as I was talking about 4th of July, Memorial Day, Veterans Day. You know, the Supreme Court is going to decide a big, interesting case, one that might have slipped from your mind because you might not know anything about it. And what it is they're going to decide that over a flag. They're going to decide, and this is this free speech is pretty much at the center of this, and this involves Texas. They're going to decide whether or not a certain flag can fly in the state of Texas. Now, it's not about the whole Confederacy thing. In fact, it's about much more than that. And the connection to free speech and the spin on this has been so interesting. And this case could have a kind of a ground, I don't think kind of, I should take that back, much more of an effect across the country. Because Texas commemorates often with the Confederate, what used to be the Confederate flag. And you see the Confederate flag not flown on homes, but in certain, certain days of the year or in certain parts of Texas. And they're talking about banning this flag, getting rid of this flag. Is there too much connected to this? You know, the ACLU is pushing this heavily. The First Amendment dispute goes in a couple of different directions. The State Motor Vehicle Board is looking at these special license plates, especially that are big money makers for states like Texas because of the flag that they have on it, the symbol, the Confederate flag. And they're saying in Texas, there's these different varieties that they have. They took in over $17 million last year. 877,000 cars, trucks, whatever, are registered in Texas that have that symbol. So that's one way that they celebrate. And it says Confederate and it says veterans on it. And it's a special day. And it's also represented on these license plates. So it's not the flag, someone having Confederate flags, flying them at their house. It's this license plate flag. So it is the flag, as I described, but it's on the license plate. And this is at the front and center core of this argument about whether that shouldn't be allowed to stand because of what it symbolizes. Which way do you think the Supreme Court is going to go here? All right, stay with us. Stephen Kelly in the wings. He's up next here on America Tonight.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Again, we're joining Steve Kelly's Free Money Guy. He comes on each and every week. He gives you really invaluable information. And we're continuing down the road of what we started to talk about last week, traps people fall into, you know, planning before the event. How about that? Stephen, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Awesome. So, you know, picking up on where we left off, you were talking about crazy things that happen, pension decisions, you know, those pension electives, the mistakes that can be made there. And, you know, you have a book called Safe Harbors. It's about getting in those safe harbors, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's about, you know, I wrote that book when I was sort of getting into this business, because I'm 61 now, and I came to this business about 12 years ago. So I was, you know, well into my life and well into my investing life and retirement planning process and things like that. And over the years had followed the advice of a number of different people. And as I was learning the business from the perspective that I am currently learning it, it's important to understand that the people I'm involved with are people, and myself, we are people who specialize in the retirement planning, the retirement income planning, which is much different process than the accumulation phase. The decumulation phase is filled with traps, and the prep for it is filled with decisions people have to make, and they get one shot at it, and if they get it wrong, they can be living with their mistake for the rest of their lives. So as I was kind of getting to know all of this, I was having these epiphanies all the time, you know, these V8 moments of, really, you can do that? Or, wow, I didn't know that. So I thought, well, I'll just write some of this stuff down as I'm learning it. And as I did that, the book kind of took shape. So it sort of takes the approach of someone who's figuring things out as I go, and sort of discovering new things and trying to share them with people around me. And my practice is structured that way because most people come in without really realizing all the stuff that they have to think about because we're not trained to do it. Tell me about the finance classes you had, you know, the personal finance classes you had in high school.
Right. None.
You know? None?
None for me, no.
I mean, and now I think they're doing a better job these days, right? My son was talking about a personal finance class he had, but it was mainly about market investing. And, yeah, okay, market investing's important, but I'll tell you that the thing that you really want to do about the market when you're actually in retirement is avoid it at all costs. So how's that going to help you? And, you know, that brings up, we were talking about that South Park episode. Mm. And, you know, the kid drops $100 on the banker's desk, and the banker tells him about what a wise decision it is, and now we're going to put this into different accounts, and it's going to be there for you when you retire, and it's gone. And, you know, it's, and that is so... emblematic of things that can happen when you're making these choices that we try and guide people through. So the things I would say to people when they're here's an example, something that and it came up in a meeting that I was having with a gal, an older gal, earlier this week, and she was concerned because her husband has early stage dementia, and we were trying to set some things up so that as this progressed, things were set up so that they wouldn't have any crises added to the process. And one of the things that we were doing was reviewing her powers of attorney. Her health care and financial powers of attorney for her husband. And one of the things that I noticed as we were going through this is that when you execute a power of attorney, the grantor of the power of attorney appoints a person who receives. They become the attorney, in fact. That has to be received. You know, it's a two-piece thing. The grantor grants, and then the receiver receives by signing the document. Well, all too often, in this case she had done this, this is done at the time that the power of attorney is drawn up. Now, the problem with that is, what if she's dead? You know, they drew up this power of attorney three years ago, and she signed it in the receiving piece to execute it, and now she goes and she dies. Well, now they have an executed power of attorney in place where the representative's dead. It does him no good at all. And now he's further into his dementia, and they have a huge problem. So one of the things we often suggest for people is don't sign it. Have him sign it, put it in the box, wait for it. Maybe you have two or three successor attorneys appointed, and then you wait until you need it, and then you sign it. And if she's gone at that point, then perhaps her daughter steps in and she becomes the attorney of fact. So those are some of the things that people just don't think about. But imagine the issues that that couple could have had if he was deep in his dementia. They needed to make some changes really fast, and there was no power of attorney in place. Now you're talking about getting into in front of a probate judge to do this stuff because you haven't approached it the correct way. So these are some of the traps that we try, and there's so many others, Kate. We just run into them all the time. And there was no bad advice given there. I mean, that's a common thing to do. Oftentimes lawyers just do it all at once, but without really thinking about the long-term implications or the things that could result from maybe not doing something in the best way.
Yeah. We have a couple of minutes left. So what are some good things that people can think about before they come to somebody like you? Like, give us your top three things that, okay, let's just not go into an office and feel shaky and then, you know, not think about, okay, I've got to tell them this, I should do this. What are some good things that they can do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is come in prepared to discuss really everything. If the more I know about someone, both financially and not financially, mm-hmm. the better job I can help them do. Now, one of the things we do in our office is we don't like to have that conversation at the first meeting. The first meeting is designed to be one where we get to know each other a little bit, figure out if we're comfortable with each other, figure out if I can help you, and B, if you feel like you can trust me. It's really important to have that kind of a rapport with your financial planner. So if somebody wants to talk to you about all your assets and money and moving it around and so forth during the first meeting, I would say maybe that's not somebody you want to spend a lot of time with. On the other hand, be prepared to have a wide-ranging discussion about all of your different financial issues, all of your personal issues. If there's dementia or something like that in the family, you need to discuss those things and just understand that the person that you're talking to, if they're doing their job properly, first of all, there'll be a fiduciary. Secondly, there'll be confidentiality procedures put into place. And, you know, that person is just trying to learn about you so that they can help you protect yourself going forward.
Right.
And so I think that's the main thing I would do. Just don't be thinking about your stuff like, you know, you have the pension over here and you have the 401k over here and the Roth IRA over there and so forth. All that stuff works together, and you really need to be prepared to, you know, sort of talk about it within a broader-based context.
Yeah, that's great advice. So really make sure you're ready. Make sure, okay, I'm going to have an honest conversation because this is how I can dig out of this. This is how I can, and maybe you're not digging out of it, but how I can move into the future and feel much more confident, because who really wants to springboard into their retirement and be a wreck about how are they going to get from A to B to Z? I mean, that's just the peace of mind. You can't put a price on that, I think.
That's true. And, you know, you said just something that made something else occur to me, and that is do it earlier as opposed to later.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wait till the day the year you're going to retire. Why not come in and start doing this planning at age 50?
Right.
And give yourself some time to do the job properly so that when you turn 65 or 66 or whatever it is, you're not just scrambling to make up for things that you should have done.
Yeah, it makes complete sense to me. All right, Stephen, you know I always tell you to point us in the direction of where people can find you and tell us about your book, and of course that's on Amazon, et cetera.
Yeah, it's Safe Harbors that can reduce taxes, remove risk, and protect your retirement. By me, Stephen Kelly, and again on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. Or you can reach us at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO. If you call us, we'll be happy to send you a copy of the book gratis. Or you can get online to our website at freemoneyguys.com. And I really appreciate talking to you again.
All right, terrific stuff. Thank you so much, Stephen, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kate.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Here for this hour of America Tonight. You want to throw in your two cents, have at it, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. If you remember at the top of the show, I was talking about Ted Cruz declaring for president. He actually becomes the first on the Republican side to officially do that. Everybody does the little rain dance around it, knowing that they're going to throw in. But let me tell you, the floodgates will fly open. Hello, Dan.
Yes, babe. I'm here.
What do you think, Ted Cruz over Jeb Bush?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. Now, you got connections with the Pentagon, I know.
Uh-huh.
So, have you heard about the missile bases that Iran wants to build in Bolivia?
I have heard about that. Of course, it's not. It's,
you and I keep
it's
coming
not,
up with the same
it's,
scenario.
It's not. It's not. It's not mainstream. So I know that you know. I know where you're probably getting some of that. But yes, I have heard that.
Okay. All right. Just thought we'd we just touch on that for a second?
Well, and of course,
ain't it nice that this illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, Barack Hussein Obama, is selling us out to the Iranians who want to build missiles that can reach the United States of America from our own hemisphere.
Yeah, see, that was exactly my take. You can't have that happen, and you know how I feel. You and I have been on the same page about Iran from day one when I started doing this show, yes.
Ted Cruz, if he does become president of the United States, will tell these people, this is a deal. There will be nothing built in your country that can send missiles to our country, or you won't have a country, dude. Okay, now, between Cruz and our good friend, the Butch, Mr. Wannabe President Bush, for the third time, no way under the sun will we do another Bush. This guy is a yellow-bellied sellout. And Cruz, he is a stand-up, full-blooded, all-American type dude that wants that graduate of Harvard speaks Spanish fluently, is a right-wing true believer in America and America's prosperity and future, and wants to turn all this stuff that this idiot in the White House now has perpetrated against this nation and stop the Democrats and their communist, Marxist, socialist bull hockey from completely ruining this country altogether. So on that basis, I will vote for Ted Cruz if he runs and gets the nomination.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me stop you. What if it is Jeb Bush? Would you vote for Jeb Bush?
No, I will set out the election before I vote for another Bush.
Okay.
I will set out the election before I vote for another Bush. I have no faith in Bush. I have no respect for Bush. He's just a wannabe.
All right. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's more of the same Bush. It's the Bush legacy that, no, we've already been there, and that's too bad. You can't have three Bushes in the White House. I agree.
Exactly. Mm-mm. And now, what's going on in your world?
My brackets, on the fun side, my brackets were crappy because I had Villanova and they lost to North Carolina State.
Ooh, that did hurt, didn't it?
It did. Goodbye, that half side of the bracket. And, you know, it's fun.
I couldn't believe that, you know.
I couldn't either.
Villanova?
I know. Crazy.
What happened with Wisconsin today at 6:45?
Wisconsin survived. They got by Oregon. And you know what? That was a tough one.
I picked them to go all the way.
I did, too. Well, no, I picked Kentucky to win, but I picked them to go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Very good.
I picked them to win it.
Ooh. Well, you know, you could be right about that. The Badgers are tough, and they look pretty good in this one.
Yes, they did.
Well,
sweetheart, I know you're busy and flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go. Off the sortie, as we say in the old country.
I love that. I'm going to steal that from you. Thanks, Dan. All right, we move from Dan to Greg in South Carolina. Hello, Greg.
Yes, hello. For similar reasons, I'd vote for Cruz over the other Bush.
Mm-hmm.
However, my additional comment is that the way the Republican Party has played things, they played to lose for at least the last three election cycles. If it wasn't for the Tea Party being active at all, they would have lost altogether.
Yeah, meaning the midterms, et cetera.
Yeah. And, if they wanted to remove race as an issue, again, both parties, they killed off Kane last time. They killed off Carson this time, even before they get going.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to remove race as an issue, and even to have a black president from the Republican Party, they're cutting off their lights, which indicates to me, like I said, they're trying to lose. They're not trying to win. The Republican Party is not, as a party, trying to win.
So who would you say, who would you run that you think, okay, this is the Republican Party trying to win?
Carson and West.
Carson and Wes. Oh, boy, that would be interesting. How about, like, Scott Walker and Carson, or vice versa, some combination of that?
That would be fine, but still have Carson on top.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting scenario.
Or
a lot of people.
Cruz.
Yeah. A lot of people have written to me about that ticket. What about a Carson and Cruz ticket? Would that be a possibility, and that wouldn't that be one of the ways that you could close the gap? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Greg, don't be a stranger. Thanks for the call. 855-266-5283. So that's what Greg's saying. Look at the demographics. I'm saying it a little differently than he. But look at the demographics. You're playing to the demographics of voters and winning is that you can't have the same old that you've had in the Republican Party. All right. A couple of minutes left. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Okay. Yes, your previous callers have been right on most things, although I'm going to disagree with Dan here. Cruz is ineligible, and I cite as legal precedent the way the Democrat Party went after John McCain in the 2008 presidential election, because even though he had two American citizen parents, he was born in Panama. The ruling was that Panama at the time was sovereign U.S. territory. Canada has not and never will be sovereign U.S. territory. He is ineligible, and the legal precedent is there to back that up.
Yeah, no, but the lawyers disagree with you. They say, no, he can run. It's cleared, baby. He can run.
There are so many other constitutional lawyers out there, Kate, that are saying the absolute opposite. And I did a quick phone around to a lot of the other contacts that I've got in some of the other networks and so on, especially the more left-leaning ones. Believe me, the lamestream media are gearing up to play the eligibility card like you would not believe.
I agree with that. Obama
was bad. The way that the lamestream networks are going to go after this, you ain't seen nothing yet, babe.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you. Because, exactly, that would be the target, Jack. And, Jack, thanks for making those calls. You're right. If you look at, this whole idea that everybody's objective. So if you look at where a particular slant is, of course, then that's exactly what's going to happen. Try to take the knees out of him by saying, well, what about this whole Canadian thing? Because remember, when that first bubbled up, that was the deal. So absolutely, there's going to be a press for that. But I don't think they knock Cruz out. I don't. I think it's a question of the Republicans eating their own as to who is going to survive on that island. Who is electable? Who is the ticket? Who are the two people on the ticket? Because I think it's the two. Who are the two people on the ticket that knock off Hillary Clinton? And Hillary Clinton, despite the controversy, the whole email thing, trust me, she still has her fans, despite the fact that a lot of people think she can't get to the finish line. I disagree. I think there's so much momentum for her. I don't know what it would take to completely knock her out of it. Thanks for listening.
Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dried guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.